This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 297 for Tuesday, March 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Tuesday morning, but backing away from stronger gains earlier in the session. The May canola contract is up $1.40 at $7.97.50 per ton. The July contract is up 60 cents at $7.56.20 per ton, and new crop November is up $1.20 at $6.23.40. There continues to be strong gains in Chicago soy oil, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are mostly higher. Tight supplies remain the catalyst in underpinning canola values. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 79.23 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.99. The United States Department of Agriculture releases its March supply and demand report today at 11 a.m. Central. Expectations are for soybean ending stocks to be trimmed from 120 million bushels to 117 million. Corn ending stocks are to be snipped from 1.5 billion bushels to 1.47 billion. Meanwhile, wheat ending stocks are to be nudged up from 836 million bushels to 839 million. Winter wheat conditions in Kansas slipped 1 point this week to 36% good to excellent. Winter wheat conditions in Texas are also down 1 point at 27% good to excellent. Meanwhile, those in Oklahoma are up 7 points at 53% good to excellent. With the wet conditions in Brazil, one private consultancy says there will be yield losses in the country's soybean crop. However, the consultancy is keeping its soybean harvest forecast at 133.1 million tons for the time being. Another private consultancy reports the Brazilian soybean harvest was at 25% complete, far behind the 46% finished from a year ago. With that, corn planting in Brazil is at 32% complete, compared to 65% this time last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The May soybean contract is down a nickel at $14.29 per bushel. May soy oil is up nearly a half cent at 52.93 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $1.30 at $415 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday morning, with the May contract down a nickel at $5.42 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the May contract up a penny at $3.94 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher on Tuesday morning. Chicago May is up 6 cents at $6.53. Kansas City May is up a penny at 6.22 and a half, and Minneapolis May is up 4 cents at 6.46. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 9th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.